This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com. All right, let's get into it. Happy tournament kickoff to everybody. We've got a lot to talk about. We have an issue to settle right at the start of things today. We will get to Michigan basketball a little later. But we've got some fun tournament stuff. And here's how it'll work. If you're driving around town, we try to just make it one-stop shopping. So the blitzes, well, they're going to encapsulate the early games, preview the later games. If any games are close, we'll do a live look-in. And I can only tell you this before we get to a topic. I woke up in a fever dream today. And it wasn't because the weed gummy hit extra hard. No, no. I woke up and for the first time in 15 years of opening day of the tournament, I woke up in my own bed. Oh, my God. I wasn't in a casino. And look, Circa's fun and Vegas is fun. You know what's nice? I'm doing a show with you guys. You know what's also nice? We don't have drunks hanging over a barrier wanting to French kiss Rico.
15 like this, years?
Yes.
Was the wife and the dogs like, who are you?
Who dis? So I can
play loud music behind you guys. I'll show if you need it.
No. Do a shot. We're working.
I remember. Yeah, you were in Vegas once. And it was the DJ just had the music.
Oh, just bumping. So I'm great. But I want to ask a question because we were all in the bullpen area. And Evan and Kenny are the two I blame for it. They're very tech heavy. So we have a big screen TV outside of our studio, guys. And I was happy watching Creighton and Louisville. And then once High Point started, Creighton's up by 15 or whatever. We'll watch High Point Purdue. Oh, no. Evan starts doing the beep, bop, boop, bop, beep. And the next thing you know, we got four games going on. Oh, yeah. And I'm on the verge of a migraine and a seizure at the same time. I wanted to ask this because Powers came over and he goes, wait a minute, you don't do multi-screen at home. I go, absolutely not. I watch one game at a time.
You know how ironic this is. You are the king of, I hate having to go out here and go here and
correct.
Go here.
Correct.
I just figured you would just put them all up at once if you had the opportunity.
No. See, I use your sponsor. I have cable. Okay? I hit buttons. I can have 9 games and I hit last. I hit last. There's no delay. There's no pinwheel. There's no little, what do you call them? Sand dials? The little thing you go to hell. Like when Evan pulled up that nonsense, I'm like, what are we doing? I go, Ev, I can't follow anything. It's chaos.
And then you just move it around to whatever game you want to hear?
Yes. That's it. Simple. I just want to ask the people this question. On a day of incredible television viewing, look, if you're a Gen Z quad box fan, or are you I'm a single screen boomer. I'm old man. I like one game on my television. Evan went, I sounded like Amon-Ra. When he went with the quad box thing, I go,
what is this?
I'm like, Evan, what are we doing here? Because I can't even figure out what game the sound is on. There's three other things happening. It's just, It's like when you put like a noise and a dog doesn't understand it. I was just like, that was me. I was Paul Woods. I would like to know what side of the debate you're on. And look, I don't think Kenny or Evan or you are bad. But I don't. To me, if you're trying to watch four games, you're really not watching any. I like to watch and focus on what I'm watching. I don't know how you boys do it.
Well, I know, Mike. No. Don't get me wrong. I'm with you. I like to watch one game, dial in on that one game. And if it's bad, then you're right. I flip to the channels and I watch the other games that are good. But, yeah, I'm not one that I can sit there and watch four games all at once. Maybe if I'm just not really caring about anything. But, like, for this tournament, when you see the score at the top, and it's like, okay, this game's a blowout now. Like, if you're watching this this Louisville Cardinal and Creighton game, okay, you know what? Let me switch over and see what's happening with Purdue. That's what I'd rather do.
Gator, please. Okay, so I want to hear from the people on this. 248-539-9797. We've got you covered start to finish. We've got four games going now. We'll have a Blitz 245, be able to wrap a couple of them at least. And then certainly start previewing some of the ones later. Michigan is the late night tonight. We're going to get to that a little later in the show. But I really would love to know how pervasive this quad box are. You know, Evan's using a streaming service. I don't want to give free plugs. But he's like, oh, yeah, watch this. We can go one game, two games, three games.
Like, there are people who swear by it. Like, I'm more of a, I just want to watch my game. Even like in the Red Zone channel when they do the quad box. It's like, or you could just show me the game.
Yeah, or there's me.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Just put one game. That's it. It's all I want. David, what was your review of the quad box going on out there?
Absolutely love it.
Oh.
I love it.
All right.
Multiple games at the same time.
I'm going to take the brunt of the punishment on this, aren't I?
Not punishment. Just different.
This is where people are going to call me old and like somehow bad.
No. Well, I guess we'll just take it together because, I prefer, like, if it's games I don't care about, you can have it up. But here's what ends up happening. I'm watching one game.
Yeah.
You guys are watching the other three. I'm just focused on that one game. So whether I get the sound up or not. So, yeah, I just like the single game up on the screen.
All right, Kenny, go ahead. You are a multi-screener. You are Gen Z.
Love the multi-screen.
Do you watch it on your tablet or do you actually put it on the TV?
No, I'll put it on the TV. I'll have my laptop going. I have different screens going. But, yeah, usually I'll do that. The service Evan uses, I also use at home. Works great for college football and college basketball. Obviously, it's working great here. And I'm with you, Rico. I was just as surprised as you that Mike wasn't a multi-screener. I felt like he could do that because he's a super sports computer sometimes, and he takes in all the information at once.
But it's you know,
and actually has the retinal capacity to watch four games at once.
No, because I feel like when you're watching it, it's just whiz bang pow. You can't actually like process any of it. I can't do it.
See, I just figured that. See, he just hit a step back jumper. That was an alley oop. Great defensive play.
No. After 5 minutes, I feel like I'm ready to have a seizure. It's not for me.
Don't have a seizure.
No, but like it's you're just like too much.
It's overwhelming.
But on a day like today, look, and don't what I beg of you to do. Don't call me and say, "Well, sports bars show multiple." No. Not on the same television. They don't. You are making an active choice what screen to watch, and it's screen singular. There is no scenario. I don't care if it's the NFL or today with March Madness. The quad box thing, even Evan had two games on at one point. I'm going, why are we doing this? I'm only watching one screen. This isn't benefiting anyone. So like, I just would love to know. And again, here's the other thing. I think people lie to themselves. On a day like today, do you really need to see Montana and Wisconsin? Really? Or the opening couple minutes? Because here's the dirty trick. You watch Creighton-Louisville to kick off the tournament at 12:15. Purdue is staggered to 12:40. So as Creighton goes to half, you lock in on High Point. You know, like, I don't know. I feel like it's a lot of smoke and mirrors. I don't get the actual value.
Oh.
Maybe I'm not smart enough to focus. But I'd love to know what people are doing. Is there any boomer out there that would stand with me on this? Can I get any of my people who just call up and go, Michael, thank you. We don't need to be pressured into seven games at once. We just like one game. That's all. I know there's multiple games. That's why I can flip channels. So I never have to look at Charles Barkley flying a blimp. That's all. Is that too much?
No, it's not. I'm with you. I'm there.
Thank you.
But you can get to people. 248-539-9797.
David, ticket text before we get to the phone lines and get our tournament day of coverage started.
I'm a single screen guy. I have a big screen and three small ones, but I like to focus on that big screen. I don't focus too much on what else is around me.
See, I think the multi-screen thing, it looks cool. I don't think it has any function. I don't think anyone can actually pay attention to a game. Plural.
See, I think the only way I would like the multi-screen is like last year when the Wings and the Capitals were playing at the same time. And you know what? The winner got to go to the playoffs and the loser, but you were trying to see, instead of flipping back and forth, you could just see right there the results in real time.
Just stresses you out.
Yeah, right. But I mean, that's really the only
Oh, they time. Scored. Oh, no, we haven't scored.
Right. So that's, you know, because you don't want to flip because it's like, oh, okay, that's the only time. Yeah, other than that, nah, I even if a quad box is up, I'll focus on one game.
David, what do you got for me, brother?
30-year-old can't stand to watch more than one game at a time.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, my brother.
Standard American football fan here can't handle too much action at once. Stick to one screen. And it's from Ron. Quad box all day, especially college football season. It's such a great invention, Mike. You're missing out.
I'm not when you think about it. If I have all the games programmed and I can never watch a commercial all day, I'm getting enough focused time on each game that I can really enjoy the game. And then you backfill what you missed with highlights. It's the perfect blend, I would argue, versus the quad box. What? I don't know how, if you can process it, you need to be working at the Pentagon or something. You're better than me. But we're going to hear from the people because today, I think this is a choice people are making. If you're at work right now like us, I totally get it. But tonight, you have a choice. Are you going multi-screen or are you going single screen? I'm old. I may as well have a tube TV.
No, you're just focused.
I'm going to put on my slippers and my robe and watch my tube TV.
After supper?
Yeah. Hey, Rico, adjust the bunny ears for Pop-Pop. 248-539-9797. Supper. I'm going to put a pot of coffee on at 5.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.